Ben reached the lake and halted at his father's side, opposite Ryantar and the Given. The female form was no more than 50 paces distant, close enough for Ben to see that she was not quite human, with a cascade of saffron hair that seemed to hang down to the water, and a pair of tiny bright eyes in sockets so deep they looked like wells. When his father did not immediately seem to notice him, Ben said,
"Whoa, Dad, that was some trip."
Luke snorted in amusement, then turned to Ben with a wry smile.
"You weren't supposed to find that out."
Ben nodded, and suddenly felt like he had made the wrong decision. If time and life were illusions, what did it matter if he went mad? What did it matter if his father died and Ben never reported to the Masters? Both had already happened, or they never would. In the end, all he had done was disobey an order. Ben dropped his gaze.
"Sorry about that. It wouldn't have been a good idea for me to go back to Coruscant. Not with things the way they are, thanks to Dala."
Luke frowned.
"Because... think about where we are, Dad,"
Ben said, forcing himself to meet his father's gaze.
"Or at least, where our bodies are, and what everyone who's gone Barvi has in common."
Luke nodded.
"Shelter."
He cocked his head and studied Ben for a moment.
"Where you..."
"I think so."
Ben glanced over at Rondi, then lowered his voice.
"Dad, nobody ever actually attacked me, but I have this feeling, this really strong feeling, that they're trying to kill us."
Luke gave him a smile.
"Ben, it's not paranoid if it's true."
He tipped his head toward his two escorts. "These two have been leading me into one trap after another since we left the station." Ben felt his eyes widen, then he frowned over at Ryantar and the Given.
"And you're still here? Why?"
Luke shrugged, then looked back toward the woman in the mist.
"I still have a few questions."
"Your questions can wait."
It wasn't Ben who said this, but Rondi. She reached forward from behind Ben and took his arm.
"Get your father. I kept my side of the bargain. Now we need to go."
"Bargain?"
Ryantar leaned out to glare past the Skywalkers, while the Given slipped around behind Rondi.
"Why would you do that?"
The clear hostility in the Godel's voice brought to mind the urgency Ben had felt back in the station.
"That's right, Dad."
He took his father's arm and started to pull.
"You're pretty close to dying. We've got to go."
Luke gently pulled his arm free.
"In a minute, Ben."
He turned to Ryantar, then added,
"I've known for a while that you're trying to stall me. What I haven't been able to figure out is why."
"And you expect me to tell you? Because we were both Jedi once?"
"That would be the courteous thing," Luke confirmed. "But the reason you're going to tell me is because I'm leaving if you don't."
Ryantar shot Rondi a withering scowl, then nodded and reluctantly pointed a taloned finger toward the woman in the mist.
"Because she desires it."
Luke turned back toward the lake.
"The lady in the mist?"
As his father asked this, Ben looked toward the woman and instantly felt a chill of danger sense. Hers was the same needy presence that he had sensed on the way into the maw, and the grasping touch from which he had retreated as a 2-year-old. Ben took his father's arm again.
"Dad, I really think it's time to go. I'm pretty sure she's what was reaching out for me when I was at shelter."
"That wouldn't surprise me,"
Luke said, not allowing Ben to pull him away. He turned to Ryantar.
"We'll leave as soon as we know what she wants with us."
"I have no idea,"
Ryantar said, spreading his hands.
"Perhaps you should walk out and ask her."
Rondi said,
"Ben, that's not a good..."
But she let her sentence trail away as the Given stepped close behind her. Ben tried again to pull his father away from the lake, but Luke seemed almost force-rooted in place.
"I need to figure this out. This lady, I think she knows what corrupted Jason, maybe even what's been driving our Jedi Knights mad."
Luke stepped into the shallow water close to shore.
"I won't be long, Ben. You go on back."
"I'm not going anywhere without you."
Ben looked back at Rondi, then added,
And you're not going anywhere without me, and a better guide than Ryantar.
Rondi shook her head in dismay, but she stepped forward and grasped his wrist.
Take your father's arm.
Ben followed her into the water and did as she instructed. When his father did not object, she began to lead them forward, sticking close to the meadow. To Ben's surprise and unease, the boulders and hummocks along the shore cast reflections not of themselves, but of Wookiees, Barabels, humans, Chadrafan, and a few species Ben did not even recognize. These reflections, however, did not seem to lie directly on the surface. Instead, they appeared about a dozen centimeters below, just where the water grew too dark to see any deeper.
This is the Lake of Apparitions,
Ryantar said, following behind Ben.
Perhaps you see why.
Yeah,
Ben said. Actually, he would have been just as happy not knowing the name, but he was pretty certain the Godel realized that.
Thanks for the hint.
My pleasure. At this end, we call the Mirror of Remembrance.
Catchy names. I'll make a note of them for the guidebook.
As they waded forward, they did not make any sloshing sounds or even disturb the surface of the lake. And why should they have? They were there only in spirit and not in body, and force presences did not normally impact the physical world, assuming this was a physical world. It sure seemed like one. The water was no more than calf deep, but it was dark, and he could not see his feet.